Welcome to the Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcast, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Yes, it's another beautiful day, and I always like to remind my viewers, my guests, that every day above ground is a blessed day. And yes, it is indeed a blessed day. So if this is your first time joining me on this program, I want to say welcome to you. A big welcome to you. And I want you to please like and share this broadcast. I don't know where you're listening to me from, but I want you to please like and share it. And here's the reason why. Because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. Yes. Like and share it. Because I have come to realize that right now the level of depression globally has increased in the world. The level of anxiety has increased. And more than ever, people need motivation and inspiration. And that's what this program is all about. Bringing people who have been through life, people who life has hit so badly. But some of them were able to overcome it. Our program is the Morale Booster. And our job is to constantly shine light. Our job is to constantly bring you positive information. So please like and share it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me see. Yes, I see someone here. Okay, Rosalinda, how are you? Yes, welcome. Please like and share it. Now, I have a guest with me. This lady is somebody who life has really, really, really shown her the negative side of it. Life challenges have hit her. But by the special grace of God, this woman was able to overcome. And today she will be sharing with us some of those strategies, some of those things that kept her going, even during her downtime. But before I bring her, like we always do, I know there's somebody out there right now who's going through challenging times. And I want to speak to you. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what your current situation is. Always remember that your future, irrespective of what it is God's past. Your future is God's past. I want you to write this down. And I want you to repeat this with all positivity. Say, my future is God's past. I want you to repeat this with all conviction one more time. Say, my future, no matter what it is God's past. Yes. Your current situation, no matter how bad you think it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is someone's prayer point. Yes. Whatever you're going through right now, someone else's prayer point. To hold on to hope. Hold on to God. Believe and trust in God. Even in your lowest moment. Will it be hard for you? Will it be challenging? Oh, yes, it could be challenging. Is it so tough that you feel that, you know, nothing can be done? It's possible you feel that way. But I want you to know that the God that I want to share a word of prayer with you right now. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're listening to me from. I just want to share a word of prayer with you. And I want you to take this so dearly, so seriously. All right? And I want you to close your eyes wherever you are, wherever you're listening to me right now, wherever you are. I want you to close your eyes and listen to this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We know that this person who's listening to me right now is seeking your comfort and your strength. We ask that you provide comfort and strength to surround this person during this time of hardship, during this time of health hazards. May your healing touch that person. May your healing be upon this person who's listening to me right now. And I pray that you restore their health and provide them with the strength they need to overcome whatever challenges they're going through right now. Heavenly Father, we are reminded of your promise in Philippians chapter 4, verses 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. We trust your provision and ask that you bless this person who's listening to us right now. We ask that you bless them. Grant them all their heart desires. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. That's the best I can do for you right now, wherever you are. And I hope that you take this as my own gift to you. That's the best I can do. I want you to know that God is with you. God is your strength. Take heart. Always believe in yourself. I want you to know that I believe in you. It doesn't matter what it is you're going through. I believe in you. I believe that the Almighty God will definitely take you out of that situation. God will grant you strength, wisdom, knowledge, understanding to navigate your turbulent waters. Don't give up. Don't give up. Things don't just happen to us. But instead, things happen for us to be wiser, stronger, and better. Thank you for listening. I want you to please like and share it, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. I don't know what you know about yourself. Neither do I know what the people around you know about you who's listening to me right now. But here is one thing that I, John, know about you. I know that you are an abode of greatness. And always remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you. Thank you. And I will be bringing in our guest for today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today I have with me a great lady, Dr. Sandra Estelle Jackson. She is a shiftologist. I know this might be the first time so many of you are hearing that word, shiftologist. Shift, it has to do with shift. Shift, right? Paradigm shift. She is a shiftologist, the 12th child of the late Bishop Samuel the First. And she is also an inspirational person, uplifting and shifting people's mindsets, giving people a mindset of positivity. She is a national and international number one best-selling author. She has been a best-selling author nine times. She's also a life insurance agent and an inspirational ordained evangelist. She is in the Honor Society. Sandra is a visionary of four anthologies. Not just that, she is a cancer survivor. She is a mother of nine children. Look, ladies and gentlemen, you have with me here a loaded lady, a woman filled with inspiration and anointing. So without any further ado, I want you all to join me as I welcome to this stage no other person but Dr. Jackson herself. Please let's welcome her. Welcome, ma'am. It's a pleasure and a privilege.
It's a pleasure to be here on your show.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Look, the moment you accepted our invitation, I was so, so happy because I knew for sure that you were coming here to bless so many people with your life story. So once again, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate you for the offer. You know, I believe that all things happen by the will and the plan of God. And so yes. I readily said yes to your response.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Great, great, great. Now, you see, I was reading your profile and I noticed that you have a loaded profile. You have, you know, life has thrown so many curveballs at you, from cancer to a divorce. And in the process, navigating parenthood, all right? So how did you cultivate the resilience and adaptability while battling cancer, divorce, and raising nine children?
Well, you know, when I saw that question, I just had to laugh because I'm like, that's a loaded question with three. You know, with three loaded topics all in one, like, come on, man. So resiliency and adaptability are two of the most critical skills for people to survive, right? Resiliency is the ability to cope with and to recover from setbacks. And what you just listed, we're a bunch of setbacks.
Right.
The normal person probably wouldn't be able to handle it.
I'm telling you, I completely agree with you on that. Look, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. But people who remain calm in the face of disaster or setbacks, they are a special type of people. Mm. And what I would like to say is God graced me before I was created in my mother's womb with everything that he was going to place on my plate. But it's up to me to navigate well. And so I choose to navigate well, to move through things fairly quickly, to adapt, to see a thing as a thing and to adjust to that thing. And so unexpected challenges and stressors come into my life. And because God holds me close to him, he helps me navigate through each process seemingly on the outside unscathed. However, I do have my scars that I work on daily.
Scars. Yes. Yes.
So there are physical resilience type of thing. And what I do when I'm faced with those physical challenges, how do I maintain my stamina and strength, and how do I navigate and move through the situation fairly with efficiency?
Mm.
It is only through the scriptures, the holy written word of God. Mm. I hold them and I chew on them. I eat from them. I'm not like the typical person. When my dad and mom pastored years ago, they taught us how to memorize scripture verses. And so
right.
I can hold them in my mind and I can quote them. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I've not said that or read that scripture in many years, but when push comes to shove, I have something to rest on. I feel the presence of God right now, because he is. I told my daughter this morning, I said, when I got the Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And she laughed so hard. I don't know if you know what I mean when I say that. But when he saved me, he really saved me, you know. And so that's how I move and navigate through my trauma, my grief, my pain bodies, my opposition. Because the opposite of resiliency is then brittleness, fragile, inflexibility, stiffness, rigid, unyielding. And those are not things that I want, powerlessness. That's not something that I own.
Right.
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
We shall not want. Absolutely. Yeah. Look, I completely agree with you. As I am speaking with you right now, before I got on this live, I was communicating with a lady, a friend of mine, and she's a cancer survivor. And right now, she is going through a major financial crisis. Like, she has until Monday to pay her rent. And she said, right now, she's confused. She doesn't even know what to do. And the only verse that came to my mind was Isaiah 41:10. It says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. You know, I told her that the God that provides for the birds would certainly make a way. And I'm saying this right now because I know there's so many people who will be listening to us, who will be hearing us, watching us. And if you, in your heart of hearts, wherever you're listening to us right now, if you feel the need, or if you feel, or if you are moved, and will be willing to support this lady, she lives here in Georgia. I will be putting out a fundraiser for her after this program on my page. If you will be willing to make a donation to her, to support her, we would really appreciate it. Look, there's so many people, ma'am, Dr. Jackson, that are going through challenging times. Yes. There's so many people, like uncountable, right?
Yes.
We can only do the best we can by constantly motivating them. And you talked about the ability to be calm. So how did calmness help you navigate your troubled waters?
So we all have coping mechanisms. And my coping mechanism that I was born with is to be calm first. Because we have a fight or flight that's innate within us. One of my sisters called me the other day and she said, Sandra, please remain the way you are. She said, I talk about you all the time. And I had no idea. Like, it's 15 of us, right? And she said, I always tell people that you have the best disposition.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, we're all human and we live in this thing called a body.
Yes.
And so we can choose to act or react at any given moment, any type of way, right? But when I tell you, I try my best to maintain decorum under any circumstance. Number one is because I believe that if you are a child of God and you profess to be and to take upon his name, you're obligated to be childlike, Christ-like, right?
Yes.
Because I am my mother and father's daughter, I aim to make their name not scathed, but to be an asset and not a liability. And so with my father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I view that the same way. I represent him, Christ, well, no matter what situation is placed upon me.
Right.
And so if anyone is out there listening and you have a temper, you have a quick mouth, or you have that disposition that you say you were born with, that is not Christ-like, all you have to do is become born again. As simple as that. We were born, and we were born through our parents, but then when Christ comes into our life, we're born all over again. So that human nature to get someone told or to be nasty or whatever type of situation you deal with, anger. A lot of people deal with anger. You even go into the marketplace and people are angry today, you know? And all I can tell you is that if you meet the name of Jesus, if you meet up with him and have a relationship with him, he will change you. It's called a transformation, right? And so he transformed me at the age of 9 years old. And I've been walking with him and telling the world about him ever since, right? Because I don't want to keep him to myself. When you have a good thing, like, I don't know what your favorite thing is in the world, but like, when I was growing up, Twizzlers were my favorite type of candy. And like, I took a bag of Twizzlers, the jumbo pack. I took that with me everywhere I went, even to school. I put it in my locker. Everybody knew me by my bag of Twizzlers. I shared them with people. I mean, now I know it's bad, but look, back then I didn't know it was bad. So I thought it was a good thing. I shared it with everybody. Everybody that came in my path, they got Twizzlers. I introduced my cousins, my nieces, everybody know Auntie Sandra will have a bag of Twizzlers with her, right? And so I have to do my Jesus the same way. Like, I represent Christ. He's my every thought. Like, when I wake up in the morning, first thing, I'm thinking about my Father, my Savior. He's my Savior, right? And so I have to introduce him to everybody I know. And that's just my mission.
Right. And when you follow the ways of the gospel, you cannot get it wrong. Right. You see, that was if I am right, that was one of your superpowers when life hit you with a curveball. Is that correct?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. When I tell you I leaned in. I leaned into his bosom. I rested on him. I sat in his lap. I held him. He held me. I communicated. I talked to him. I told him, I can't do this by myself. I need your help. You know, I'm just a baby. That's what I told him. I'm like, I'm a baby. I don't know. I have 9 children and they need a mother. What are we going to do? And, you know, he communicated back with me and he let me know, baby, you're going to be all right. You know, and so you're going to have to go through this, but you're going to be all right. And so I went through chemo. I had the best team ever. I went into a room, a large room with a fireplace, big screen TV, a reclining chair. I had a staff of nurses that took excellent care of me. They treated me like I was a queen. I got to listen to gospel music. You know, he set me up well. And if ever a person wants to go through, if ever you go through something, you want to go through it God's way. I'll say that. All right. Because if you do it God's way, you'll get God's results. And what I found out, I learned so many things throughout my process. And one thing I learned was it's all right to say no. I had difficulty saying no before I went through cancer. I did everything. I mean, my plate was full from morning to night. I was so tired. I was sleep deprived, but yet I kept going, you know? Have you ever been there? Like you just keep going like an Energizer bunny?
Yeah.
That's what I was like. And now I'm more settled. I'm relaxed more. I'm just basking in the glow of how God has navigated my life and shifted my life and changed my life. Another thing that I learned, it's all right to shift your mindset. Wow. Just because you learned some certain things when you were growing up does not necessarily mean those things were right for you.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And so you have to filter through that maze of wisdom and knowledge and decipher what's right for you in this phase of your life and what's not beneficial. What's an asset and what is a deficit? You know, what's a liability? May not have been a liability back then, but now it is. Mm-hmm. And so I had to shift through my life. And during my experience, I created the Shift and Thrive workbook that I navigate people through via a wonderful person that was going through cancer as well, but you can't tell it, right? And right. Her name is Sonia Pendleton Sam. She is a creator. And she, if you look at my workbook, I just told her what I wanted and she just put it together. Mm-hmm. And I can safely say that Shift and Thrive workbook will help you navigate through your life and you will be on top of the world rather than at the bottom, feeling like you're in a pit, feeling right. like you're going to throw up your hands, feeling like you're going to, you know, give up, feeling like you can't make it. And so I want to speak to your friend that you spoke with before you came on this live.
Yeah.
And I would just like to let her know that God cares and that she's not alone.
Yes.
I want her to know that, nothing happens to you without God's permission and to walk hand in hand with him and she will have a favorable outcome. Cancer does not have to mean a death sentence. Mm. cancer can mean a second chance. And so that's what I utilize my experience for. And therefore, I just finished my phenomenal anthology, and we made number one bestseller internationally and globally in several categories because I leaned into God, right? And in there, the topic is the cancer experience, 9 true stories. And so I gave and presented an opportunity for 9 authors to share their story and tell their story like they've never told it before.
Wow.
And in that book, there is a woman, Maria. She had cancer 3 times.
Mm.
Yeah. Another lady had it 50 years ago.
Wow.
There is a male in there, and the male had Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's still alive.
Yep.
There is another lady that had cancer, pancreatic cancer, I believe the same type that Steve Jobs had, and she's still alive. And so we're bringing to you life and hope, them vigor and vitality, letting you know you can live. There is life after cancer. There is life after divorce. There is life after raising 9 children. There is life after whatever you go through, because God says yes, right? Mm. And because he said, yes, I'm here and I get to share my story with the world. And it gives me great honor that he chose me to be a vehicle to share my life, my ups and downs.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the glory of God.
Amen.
With men, women, and children all over the globe.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And yes, for those of you who are listening right now, she just said to you that whatever you're going through right now, it's not a death sentence. It's not a stop sign, right? It is part of your journey. First, you need to know Christ, Jesus Christ. You need to trust in God, because that was what helped her. And you need to understand that being calm in challenging times is a superpower. That's it. Those are her secrets. Jesus and the ability to stay calm. So if any one of you out there right now is going through what she has been through in life, she's right here with you. Do you have any programs? How can people reach out to you? What materials would you recommend for them? Just share with us.
Thank you for this opportunity. If you go right now to my website, it is beautiful. I designed it with you in mind. And I think it's safe to say it's more beautiful than anybody else's I've ever seen. No, I'm just playing. But my website is journeyintopurposellc.com. All right. And if you click on the store, you will be able to find all of my work. What I would recommend first is the book entitled Trauma, Grief, Pain Bodies, and Healing. That book, I was in my prayer closet and God gave me that whole book. The first chapter is Broken Pieces. The Broken Pieces chapter navigated me through my healing process. When I looked at all of the topics that you chose, I said, I don't know which one is the most difficult. Is a divorce worse than cancer? I don't know. You know, is raising 9 children? You know, where is it falling in the spectrum of all of this? I was like, I still haven't made up my mind. But I wrote all of my literature to benefit and to help others. Next would be my Shift and Thrive. You must get that because it's self-help. It's going to navigate you through your own identity. It's going to help you know who you are. It will help you get rid of the weight of your life, all right? The next thing I will you know, if you're a parent, I would recommend, raising children is not easy, but it's worth it. Yeah. Raising children is not easy, but it's worth it. That's an anthology, and 17 authors wrote their 7 tips in front of each chapter. They will provide 7 tips, and then they share their stories of how they raise their children. It's a phenomenal read, and I'm very pleased with that. I have so many books. I would want you right now to get The Cancer Experience, 9 True Stories. Why? Because it's not only talking about cancer, it's speaking to your mindset to help you to change your eating habits. We definitely tell you intricate details from the beginning of finding out I had cancer, that the doctors diagnosed me with the C word. I tell from the beginning to the end, and I provide the informative information that you will need to navigate your life. So you will not, I tell you how I hesitated. I tell you how I ignored the signs. You know, the same things you will do is what I did. And so I warn you against doing what I did, and I tell you the reason why. Because you can prevent several things from happening. And instead of being stage 3 or stage 4, you can get the information at stage 1 and you won't have to go through all of the steps that I had to go through. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Knowledge is power. Men need to get an exam. Men need to take their health serious. And that's why I put a man in the book. And then there's another lady. Her name is Cynthia Shaw. She talked about her husband who did not make it. And she tells in grave detail, his pastor speaks in there. This book is masterful. I don't think there's another book out there like it. And I will tell you why. We did this book, and it's funny to me now that I was concerned. You're an author, so you know how important it is for you to reach number 1, right? And so I purchased my ebook, and then I'm there sending messages out to people, you know, get this book, it's the best book, blah, blah, blah. And something in my mind said, locate your book. Locate your book. And so I went to locate my ebook, and all of a sudden, it popped in my face that we were already number 1 best-selling authors.
Wow. Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I started screaming, like literally. I was so shocked because I'm sitting there, a ball of nerves, because I'm, you know how it is. You want to make sure this happened, right? And all of a sudden, God says, baby girl, I told you, this is all me. I got that you. Yeah. And so I'm like, I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do. And then, you know, during the day, I just kept getting better news and better news, and we're international. Do you know this book is in Brazil? And now this book is in Canada. And now this book is all over the United States of America.
God is good.
Because God told me to do it and I obeyed him. And so what I would say to your audience is, make sure you move through your unexpected challenges fairly quickly. Make sure tune in and listen to the voice of God. Make sure you don't do anything for yourself. Nothing I do on the planet is for Sandra and Sandra alone. Everything I do is for the glory of God and for the benefit of those that's standing around watching.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know 100% that there is somebody out there right now who's listening to you. There is somebody out there right now who has just received strength. There is somebody out there right now who has just discovered a secret to navigate their challenges. And I thank you for sharing. So if you are listening to us right now, please go to our website, You can find her contact information currently being displayed. For those of you who are watching the video, her information is right there on the screen for you. For those of you who are just listening to the audio, I know you can also find her contact information right there below the, you know, the app or the download icon. It's right there for you. Her website, once again, is journeyintopurposellc.com. Journey into purpose. One word, journeyintopurposellc.com. I want you to go there right now and grab those books. Invest in yourself. Purchase those books. This is a lady who has been through challenging times. And she has provided these materials, not for herself, but to help you navigate your own challenges. So invest in yourself. Invest in your growth. And I know that your life will not remain the same. Remember that God is the author and finisher of life. God is the master healer. God is the master planner. Remember, your future is already God's past. Huh? Take note of that. Whatever you're going through, always remember that I have to commit my life to the Almighty God. So thank you so much, ma'am, for sharing. It's been a wonderful pleasure. And I know that the work you are doing is God sent. The work you are doing is the work you have been ordained and mandated by the Holy Spirit to do. So keep doing what you do. I want you to know that you are an abode of greatness. Keep shining your light. And I hope when next we invite you, you would be willing to come and speak wisdom and healing to my audience.
Certainly, I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. And part of our closing process is that before you go, I would want to give you 1 minute to speak life into that man or that woman who's listening to us right now, who feels that this is the end, who feels that the challenges they're going through right now has come to that point of no return, that point where they cannot get past it. I want you to just speak 1 minute of inspiration to that person who's listening to us.
So there's a scripture in the Bible where the word said, "Carest thou not that I perish?" Saying that maybe God does not care that you perish. I want to say to you that in those moments when you feel like that, I want you to know that God cares. And because he cares, you have everything in the inside of you that you need to make it through the mountainous Euroclidean winds. My mom told me one thing. She said, God cushions every wind that blows your way. He hasn't even given you the whole plate of what he could give you. He cushioned it before it made it to you. And so what I'm saying to you is, take courage. There is life after this. Life happens in phases, all right? And so it seems bleak and dismal and like you just want to give up right now. But keep living. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep movement going and you're going to make it. You know, every morning when you wake up, say thank you. There's a scripture that says, this is the will of God concerning you. So give thanks concerning your life. No, if we had life our way, we would choose a different path. But guess what? When we choose different paths, we always mess up. All right? So don't try to choose a different path. Don't try to go against the current. Go. I often relate to the nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. You can dream. I am ecstatic to be alive, and I pray to God you are as well. I speak life into your life.
Amen. Amen. You have said it all, ladies and gentlemen. She has said it all. If you are just joining us, thank God for technology. You can always watch the replay. But before you even watch the replay, like and share this broadcast, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. Once again, I don't know where you are listening to us from. I don't know what you know about yourself, you who's listening to us. Neither do I know what the people around you know about you. But one thing that I know 100% about you is that you are an abode of greatness. Don't forget that. Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure and a privilege listening to you. And may the Almighty God bless and protect you continuously for all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, we pray. You who's listening to us, remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Bye, everybody. Like and share it. Thank you, ma'am. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.